We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Brandon Kravitz back here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. And you can get up-to-the-minute updates at rotowire.com and rotowire.com/pod. An array of daily content. Game one of the NBA Finals last night, as expected, it was mostly a Denver beatdown. They snuck in a cover, winning by 11, but the game never really felt that close. Jokic was unstoppable. Jamal Murray was lights out. The two of them combined for 53 points. Aaron Gordon looks to be a candidate to have a big series. He finished with 16 points, shooting 70% from the floor. Meanwhile, on the Heat side, Bam Adebayo played much better than I anticipated. He led the Miami Heat in scoring with 26. Miami got contributions from Gabe Vincent. He had 19. And Haywood Highsmith, of all people, he scored 18 points last night. But Jimmy Butler was ineffective, scoring just 13. And Caleb Martin shot 1 of 7 from the field. A big-time drop-off for him. Game two comes our way on Sunday in Denver with the Nuggets installed as 8.5-point favorites once again. Total sitting at 214.5. And I should mention the under hit last night as well. On to the baseball world. Carlos Correa aggravated his heel during yesterday's Twins-Guardians game. Correa had seemingly recovered from his plantar fasciitis, but it seems it still remains an issue. We're not quite sure yet how much time he's going to miss, but a trip to the IL is certainly on the table. The hits just keep coming for the Twins. They had to pull off an injured Byron Buxton as he was hit by a pitch in the ribs yesterday. Buxton should be considered day-to-day for the time being. An MRI is coming for Red Sox ace Chris Sale. He was pulled from yesterday's game against the Reds due to shoulder soreness and experienced a drop-off in velocity. The 34-year-old has been pitching well, a 2.25 ERA over his last five starts. Cardinals rookie Jordan Walker started his major league career red hot, a 12-game hitting streak right out of the gate, but the rookie wall hit him faster than expected, and he was optioned to AAA because of it. Well, I guess the Cardinals are ready to give it another go. He's expected back on the main roster as of today. Tristan McKenzie has been on the shelf all year long for the Guardians, but he's set to join the rotation starting this weekend. In fact, it's on Sunday. The right-hander, big-time breakout last year, should be a fantasy dynamo for those that stayed patient with him. Great news for the Yankees. They're welcoming back Giancarlo Stanton and Josh Donaldson after extended layoffs on the IL. The Yankees are in LA to take on the Dodgers for a 3-game set this weekend, so they'll need all the help they can get. Quick note from the NFL, Tony Pollard appears to be back on track and ahead of schedule, so much so that he's expected to be ready for the start of training camp. Pollard suffered a high ankle sprain towards the end of the 2022 season. He's been rehabbing that. Pollard actually says that his rehab is making him stronger and faster, so let the hype train begin on Tony Pollard. Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15. Earn a first bet offer up to $1,500. Let me give you my best play of tonight. Speaking of those Yankees, the bats have come alive and they're getting reinforcements tonight with the return of Giancarlo Stanton. As I mentioned previously, this team pretty good, well-equipped to handle left-handed pitching. Tough matchup tonight for Clayton Kershaw. Give me the Yanks +110 on the money line. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.